All right, everyone, it's Grimm's Hentai Corner and Games Corner, and we're playing Rants 9, The Helmanian Revolution. This game had a lot of spiffy little features, so I had to set it up to run it at max settings. You can get this game right now at Manga Gamer. Do it. Also, all the Rants games are 20% off, so if you want to start the journey at Rants 1, you can do that, because Rants 1 and 2 are both available, and they come in a pack. And maybe you want to play some Goku Rants, you can do that. Maybe you want to play 8. Maybe you want to play Rants 5D and 6, which are fun games. You can play those too. So go ahead and grab them. So let's go ahead and get started. There was a small village near the border of Helmand, inside one perfectly ordinary house. Alright, finished. How's that? It's your actual hair, so it looks pretty natural. The black-haired Kalar, Hunty Kalar, smiled with a pair of scissors in one hand. Check this out, freak. Oh, it's a good look. You've never looked manlier. Have you considered growing an actual mustache? Hunty's close friend, Freak Paraffin, stroked the rim of his hat and gave his impressions. Cram it! This is barely even a disguise. Irritated, Hubert Lipton messed with his fake mustache. Ho ho ho, worry not. You look like an authentic middle-aged man. Just adding a mustache aged you up quite a bit. Oh, hold on. Okay, we're good. If that's not enough, I can draw some wrinkles on, too. Hell no! Man, I knew a disguise was coming, but I wasn't really sure what to expect. We wouldn't want the enemy to realize who you are. It's all about the plan, Hubert, the plan. Pad's not doing shit to disguise himself, though. Anyone who knew him back in the day would have no idea that's him. But in your case, we've made you into a fine Nipponese swordsman. This is what the man who wields Shuranai should be like. I'm glad my dad's gear collection had Nipponese armor. Nipponese people tend to have smaller builds, so we're lucky he had something so bulky, much less in quality comparable to Shiranoi. My dad's collection has no bad gear. Ho ho ho, certainly true. Just then a large man dressed like an adventurer entered the house. I'm back. Oh, that was fast. Welcome back, Patton. The former prince who was stripped of the right to the throne, Patton Misnarge, grinned at his allies. You said you'd be gone for as long as it takes to convince him, and you're already back? Does that mean what I think it means? Yeah. It was a huge success. I recruited Rants to the cause. Oh, honestly didn't think it was possible. Never did I think we'd meet again. It's been years. I threw him an invitation to see what he'd say, and he's just accepted outright. Seems like he's got his own agenda, but that doesn't matter. He's essential to our success, and support alone is a hell of a step forward. Am I the only one who hasn't met the guy? What's he like? Is he some amazing army vet or what? He's just some adventurer. You met him once, actually. The guy who pounced on you in that forest in Zeth. Oh. That crude green guy? Yeah, that crude green guy. Hell yeah, I'm really feeling it now. What's so great about him? We're trying to take down Helmand with barely any men. We have to be the best of the best if we even want a chance. Well, yeah, but a gross guy like that doesn't inspire much confidence. As a warrior, he's top class, among the best in the world, no question. This is the perfect setting for the guy to shine anyway. I don't know. Well, your motivation is the important part, so I'll just shut up and play along. Patton looked around at his allies. Well, our initial prep is done. How about we get the show on the road? Yup, let's do it. Starting now, Freak and I are acting independently from the rest of you. Hunty, handle things in Labori for me. Between keeping them organized and delivering messages back and forth, I think it'll be a lot of work. You're heading to your old hideout, old man? Yes, using the things we discussed will require a few tools. Let's see. I should have everything ready before you wipe out the 4th Army troops in Sidori 13. I'll rejoin the main group when you do. Hubert, how's the squad? The assault squad prep's going as planned. Think they'll be ready to start by tomorrow. Once they're done, we're heading out. You, We need to pick up Rance at the border. All right. So it's starting at last. Better not be scared, Patton. I'm definitely not. Ha ha ha. I'm so pumped to start, I can barely keep it in. Perfect. Huh? What? Did you get hit with an aging curse or something while I was out? Screw you, Patton. Ha 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 ha. Chapter 1, To the Land of Iron. Or Iron, if you like. Okay, the Helmanian Empire. Oh man, it's pretty big, look at it. It's a lot of shit. The frigid wind noisily blew across the mountains. The clouds were so thick that the sun could not offer its warmth. One man and a few women were walking down the rocky path. Dah! This sucks! Rance looked up at the gray sky and howled as he walked towards Hellman at Patton's request. What the hell am I doing in this miserable place? Rance, that's what we want to ask. Ha, we really shouldn't have followed you. Excuse me, but who's the one who said they wanted to witness my grand and heroic deeds up close? Nobody said that! Ha, I think the road got a bit steeper. This isn't even that bad. The closer you get to Hellman, the rockier it gets. Maria, where are we on the map? Oh, look at that. There's a little character moving. Is that a little waifu or what is? I can barely see it. I'm on a flat screen and I still can't see that thing. Yeah, it's a little waifu character at the bottom. I like it. It's a nice touch. I think the meeting point's still pretty far off. What a pain. Hey, Konami, do something about this. Don't be stupid. Come on, you're a ninja. Use some incredible teleportation jutsu now. There's no such thing. Where the hell is Syl? Useless. Very nice. Girls really brighten things up. I forgot he's got the evil sword in this one. Looks like I won't be bored for a while. Don't talk. Jerk. If my sword talks, it'll scare off girls that don't know about you. There aren't any here, so who cares? Don't remind me. Patton's border pass and map got me this far, but this feels like a total waste of time. It's cold. I'm lonely. Also, it's cold. But worst of all, there's not a single cute girl to be found. What am I even doing here? This guy, I swear. Ha! Come on, Rance, we're almost there, you can do it. Oh yeah. I got asked to trek to this freezing country, you motherfucker, you'll pay for this when we meet. Ugh, it's cold. Oh, Rance, look behind you. What? What's that? A whole bunch of monsters? Not a problem, they're just a bunch of fodder like squid men and meatballs. Ha ha ha, like moths drawn to a flame or something. Rance? Perfect. Something to work out my anger on. Die, monsters! Gah! Oh, wait. Jeez, disgraceful. Created a pre-battle save. The tutorial battle will now begin. Battles are won by fulfilling the win condition. The win condition is written on the mission details on the right. Make sure you understand it properly. Tutorial fight. The enemies are very weak, but sorcerers like Shizuka or gunners like Marie can't take many hits. So don't let them be ganged up on or it'll get ugly. Make sure not to move them too far ahead. Oh wow, this might be a SRPG. Next you'll choose who to deploy. The spaces on the left of the screen are where you deploy characters. Drag and drop the characters to select their initial positions. They can't be stationed in red spaces. The cost of the characters deployed determines the amount of holy magic points you gain after the fight. Holy magic points have various helpful applications. Move your cursor to the bottom of the screen to look at the actual combat screen. When everyone is stationed, click the confirm button to begin the battle. Okay. We put them over there. We put them over here. Move it down here. Okay, the squares on the right side of the screen show the number of enemies. Bright on the map has an appeared, defeated, fled, crossed. No enemies will try to cross the screen in this battle. Battle's objectives, defeat all the enemies. And every blah, blah, you win. Okay, we got it. Icons in the left side of the screen show... pardon. The icons on the left side show the turn order for all characters on the screen. The character on top will go next. Turn order is determined at the start of a turn. Characters with a higher speed will have a higher chance of acting earlier. Characters who took an action or got defeated disappear from this column, and when all icons disappear, the next turn begins. Now for your allies' actions. Oh wow, it is an SRPG. This is kind of like, the Trails in the Sky games. Move, attack, special action. I'm playing those right now, so maybe it's good to play these. I might be able to get better at that. When your allies have a turn, some of the ground turns different colors. The white ground is where they can move, and the red ground is where they can attack. You click an enemy in a red space, your character will automatically move within range. Yeah, but I know all this. This is pretty... Alright. So, we're gonna move her up here. Okay, and now she can attack that guy. Alright, so he's gonna attack her. Both allies and enemies will automatically try to avoid damage from attacks, evasion, parrying armor. Whether it works or how effective it is depends on these stats. Magic attacks ignore these, but resistance reduces magic damage. Okay, all these attacks block damage. Okay. Alright. Move Rance. He cannot attack the meatball. Okay. Oh! Okay, they're all gonna gang up on me. It's occupied by the trigger gauge. Gauge is for using special moves. Yeah, it's almost just like Trails in the Sky. Holy shit. Beating enemies gives you skill points and holy points. Holy magic points, rather. Skill points are for powering up characters. Holy magic points are mostly for powering up the hover fort. But they can also be turned into gold or skill points. Sometimes they'll also drop gold or items. Gold is for upgrading your weapons and armor. Items are equipment for strengthening your characters. Enemies you can attack will have okay. High chance of going down on the attack might go down on attack. Pretty much impossible. Okay. So he's not gonna get hit, but I can attack these two. Might be able to get the hang of this. I kind of like this a little bit more than I like the trails system. I'm not really good at these kind of games, so bear with me, guys. Like, SRPGs are never my strong front. You know, we're talking about the Disgaea series and... Was there, like, a poison something? There was a bunch of different ones I've tried to play. I don't even remember playing the original Final Fantasy Tactics. And, Vanguard Bandits. I love the game, but I sucked at the battle system. Thankfully, this isn't quite set up like Vanguard Bandits or Tactics, where it's great big battles. So, maybe I won't feel so bad about losing. Okay, he's not going to be able to attack. She's not going to be able to attack over there. She can do a crit. Killed him. Alright, I want that treasure chest. It's a treasure dango. That's kind of cool. So, her attack's not going to hit that, and it's not going to hit him, but it's going to hit him. Alright. Oh, dude, an armor point. Did you notice her armor point went down? Maybe you guys like, you know, Fire Emblem kind of stuff. Maybe that's more like, I mean, I haven't really played a Fire Emblem game, so I don't know. But if this is like, maybe more like Fire Emblem, so you might dig it. Oh, I kind of like that they have different waves. I don't mind these battles. They're kind of relaxing in a way. I say that now. Oof. Okay, so she can't attack him. We're just gonna let her do cover fire. She can't attack him either. Just move her ass back. Alright. See how I'm moving my girls back? Because, yeah. If it's an X, you're... That's one cool thing about the game I can say. Now, I don't know how far this guy has come or any of those other games. But I know for sure it wouldn't tell you if your attack was gonna hit. And that's one fucking thing I hated more than you could ever imagine. This one actually tells you if your attack's not gonna hit. Which some people might think is cheating, but not to me. Because I hated, like, dude, I'm gonna do this badass move, and I'm gonna knock this motherfucker out. And then, missed! No! End of action. Okay, now, Rance isn't gonna get that treasure dango, but I will kill this meatball. Now, I don't know if we can get this treasure dango or not. He seems like he's just gonna be a pain in my ass. He may leave, too. The treasure dango may leave. Oh no, it still hit. Now it's gonna get him. Okay, so sometimes it will hit him. Item, it's a mushroom. That was kind of fun. It makes you really want to level up and, you know, do the armor thing and everything that they explained. It was actually really fun. You know, leave it to Alisoft to make a battle system that I'm not really good at and not really that crazy about and make it actually fun. Like, I don't think I would mind playing more battles like this because that was kind of fun in itself. I'm sure it's gonna get a little harder, but so far I'm not too upset about that. I think I can deal with that. Okay, now, this is the main screen where your game progresses. Let me read that again. This is the main screen where the game progresses. It shows a map of Helmet and your squad's current location. Click the tabs at the top of the screen to go to others. Both Rance Mode, where Rance has sex with the heroines, and the Hover Fort tab, where you can power up the Hover Fort, which will be available a bit later. All the main screens share the system button on the bottom left. From it, you can check instructions and tutorials, save, load, or exit the end the game, set various game options, access CG mode, music mode, and you can use system button. Okay. You can now power up characters. Well, Status screen, you can check character stats and power up. Character enhancements are split broadly in three categories: skill point distribution, equipping items, enhancing weapons and armor. This is where you use gold to enhance equipment. Weapon enhancements are permanent, but they don't always work. Armor enhancements are temporary, draining when attacked. Did you notice that the armor went down when she got attacked? Yeah. In battle with tough enemies, greater durability could be nice. You might want to take advantage of this before those instances. Also, you can check on the stats and abilities of characters on this screen. This is a very strategic game. Strength and armor. Armor selected by Super Maid Biscuita. Biscuita. Okay, for cold climate. Cold climates. The inside is lined with the fur of animals from cold regions, far warmer than it appears. Then we got chaos, of course. I can't boost? Okay, yeah, I got it. HP. Oh, I don't... I don't have any skill points. Items! Oh, we know what items can do. Manga meat, fleet foot feather, plus 5 to evasion. See, that gave her a higher evasion rate. Perry. I know, this probably isn't what you guys wanted to see. Or maybe it is? $45. I know, right? Like, well, fuck, that's worth it, Grim. Yeah, it is, isn't it? This is a game. Like, when I say game, I mean this is one that you're gonna sit and play for a while. Like, a long while. You're gonna wanna level up all your characters. This is Nintendo Switch. This is Xbox. This is, you know, just because it has hentai in it? No. If you like any of these RPG, JRPG, SRPG, anything like that, that's what you're getting here. This is the full experience. Let's see. Vaguely resembles a shield. That's it. His parry is 50. You notice I'm trying to give people parry. You know, that's my plan. I don't know if it's gonna work, but this is first trying it out. You know, I don't know. Let's give the manga meat. Is it that? Yeah. Give him that manga meat. Events. Okay, all the chapter's events are displayed on this event screen. Circles with images that are lit up are the ones you can view. Click the ones you want to see. After viewing certain events and meeting the conditions to finish the chapter, the next one appears. If there's no other problems, click it. This will progress the game. You have to finish the game at least once before you can view certain events. Can't look at Rants Mode yet. Trivia! Trivia screen provides information about characters and the setting of the game. As the game progresses, more trivia will appear on the screen. You don't have to read it to enjoy the story. Rants! Adventurer, Lord of Rants! Oh, no, okay. Adventurer, Lord of Rants Castle. He's 23. Damn, brah, you did all this shit at 23? A warrior with the talent to be a hero. However, he's so selfish and obsessed with sex that his idea of saving the world barely crosses his mind. He'll go to any length to have sex with hot women. Well, with a hot woman, but, you know, we know is several hot women. Despite his tendency to complain about putting effort into anything, he loves adventures. His past adventures have given him great acclaim from a number of nations and organizations, but they regulate their information enough that the common citizen is unaware of his exploits. Or his exploits, whatever. We get it. Base, a house in Ice Rance Castle in Sadad. Likes sex with hot girls from teens to 20s. Good man, good man. Shells, he collects them as a hobby. I didn't know that. Dislikes ugly women. Well, you wouldn't like America that much then, would you? Attractive men, he don't care for them. Men that are popular with women. Oh, man, Henry Cavill, you better watch out. And anyone who kills or abuses women. Ah, yeah, don't you give me that shit. Rance, he doesn't like people that kill or abuse women. He don't like it. And I don't either. I don't like it either. Don't fucking abuse women and definitely don't kill them, my God. Total number of women fucked. A lot. So plain. Rance a slave. Currently unaging. Huh. A mage from Zepta was once an ordinary girl. She was captured by slave traders and put up for sale when she met Rance. He took a liking to her and paid everything he had to buy her. Still was enchanted with absolute obedience magic when first purchased, but it has actually long since worn off. Cool. She sincerely loves Rance. Over the years, she has done everything from chores and errands to taking side jobs, helping in battle, and sleeping with him, proving to be an irreplaceable presence in his life. However, during an incident a year ago, the Archfiend froze her in a block of ice that Rance has yet to discover a way to melt. Finding a way to get Syl back is his current goal. A special dungeon revealed that she is one of Rance's soulmates. Yeah, I know that. The continent. Game is set on a massive continent that's floating somewhere in space. There are three major countries controlled by humans. The Helmanian Empire. The cold and barren land that make this country poor. Out of the nations that still exist, it is the longest history. The Kingdom of Elysius. We're not there yet, guys. Or Lasius. I don't know how far they've got. Maybe we'll get it next year. Maybe year after. But we'll get it at some point. Rance 3 is what I'm talking about. Rance 03. This country's fertile land has made it wealthy. Even its common citizens have a high standard of living. The Kingdom of Zeth. It's what I'm playing currently right now. That's Rance 6. This country's magic culture is thriving. There's also a collection of small countries in the Free City Zone. An island nation called Nippon with its own unique culture exists to the side of the continent. The current year is LP6. And of course, Nippon is Japan. It's right there. Japan just happens to be in all this stuff. And it's feudal Japan of all places, because of course it is. Empire of Helmand. Great militant nation situated in the continent's north. It's supposed to be a constitutional monarchy run by an emperor, empress, and a council of eight, but in reality it's closer to an absolute monarchy. The barren land makes it hard to grow crops, so much of the population lives in poverty. The mineral resources are plentiful. North, the harsh frigid zone is largely uninhabitable. Western borders the monster realm, so a wall hundreds of kilometers long called the Great Wall of Helmand was constructed as a defensive measure. Eastern border. A mountain range stands between Helmand and Lasius, making invasion by either side difficult. Southern border, an impassable desert sits between Helmand and Zeth. Wow, they're very close. But there's the impassable desert. And no one's past the impassable desert. That's why they call it the impassable desert. Patton, exiled prince of Helmand. He's aged 33. His father was the previous emperor of Helmand, while his mother was a mistress. As their only son, he was to be heir to the throne until Empress Pamela gave birth to Princess Sheila and put his position in jeopardy. In LP2, Patton sought to prove his power to the Emperor by joining hands with a fiend named Nos. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. And invading Lasius, but Rance's intrusion thwarted his plans. After barely escaping the the battlefield with his life, the anti-Patton faction in Helmand declared him dead, keeping him from returning to his country. He later planned to take Helmand by laying low in training, eventually discovering his talent for martial arts. Before his exile, he was an ambitious but somewhat clumsy coward. However, his life of training has changed him for the better. During the turmoil in Zeft in LP4, Patton met and worked with Rance, whose feats gained his respect. Post-exile, he started using his mother's last name, Miss Narge. Okay. All we can do is go to the events, because there's nothing else you can do. This is literally how the game is set up. There's a battle, but we can't go to it yet. There's a H scene. Because you're Konami, come with me, or mutual destination. Rance was in high spirits as he headed towards Helmand. Haven't gone on a solo adventure in a while now, thinking about it. Not much reason when I can... Blah, blah, blah. Let's try that again. Not much reason to when I can have all the girls join me. I'm sure this time I'll bag even... You aren't alone, I'm here. Nope. Can't hear shit. Jackass. On the other hand, A huge trip like this on my own isn't great. Hey, me, I'm here. Can't hear you. The sob. Honestly, it's just kind of inconvenient not having a servant on hand. At times like this, there's one person I can rely on. Who? Hey, Konami, come on out! Rance's voice echoed fruitlessly through the mountains. Don't think she's coming. Hey, better get out here, I'll tell everyone how much you love froggy panties. Konami silently appeared out of nowhere. Oh, jeez, quiet down, you're giving me a headache. Excellent, knew you were lurking somewhere nearby. You're always peeping on me, you sick perv. It's part of my job, so what do you want? I've got no servants at the moment. Knowing me, I'll run into a super cute slave girl soon enough, but stick with me until I do, that's all. At least tell me you need a ninja or a ranger or whatever. You're a pretty mediocre ninja, though. Honestly, I expect next to nothing from you in that department. Ah! Rance, try to catch me. Like this? Rance reached a hand towards Konami's arm. Ha! Oh? What, she disappeared? Over here. Oh, when'd you get behind me? Let me try again. Ha! Oh, damn. Can't catch her. Ha! Ho! Ha! Yeah! Ta! Ho! Toh! Ah! Oh, stop moving! Konami stayed within Rance's reach, but kept dodging out of the way of his arms. You actually improved? Heh, sounds like you finally realized just how great I am. Suzume taught me a thing or two, so I've improved leaps and bounds. Catch me if you can. Don't gut us since I have one of these babies again. Ack, is that... A letter from Queen Leah? I'll read it for you. Rance used a shrill woman's voice to read the letter. Dear darling, so you're off on another big adventure, right? I bet it's gonna be awesome. Geez, I'm falling in love with you all over again. I want to keep you out of danger, so I'm having Konami follow you around as usual. Use her however you want, okay? You can order her to have sex with you too, but I hope you give me some love sometime. Next time I see you, make super duper 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 sure to give me a reward. XOXO. And there you have it. I know this always happens. I know, but still. Anyway, come along. Yes or no? Konami slumped her shoulders. Fine. Alright, don't run away now. If I could, I would have done that a long time ago. Yahaha, that's true. Your lord's orders are absolute. Being a ninja must suck. Why does this always happen to me? Because you're Konami. Shut up. It's your fault. What if they call her Konami after Konami? The, the ninja. They do a lot of ninja games, didn't they? Mm-hmm. I mean, they have one character that's called Megadeth. By the way, I think they're supposed to be... Yeah, speaking of Megadeth, they're doing a concert in Japan. Yeah, they're doing a big concert in Japan on the 27th. It's like a streaming thing. Marty Friedman's going to be on guitar. Of course, Marty Friedman, also known for being part of the band Animetal. He actually performed all the songs to what he says are Japanese ears, which are ears for melody, I guess, because they're absolutely fucking amazing. Animetal USA, rather, produced two amazing fucking records. They made the most badass anime metal OPs I've ever heard, like classic shit. Classic stuff that we all remember. Also, yeah, he'll be on guitar, and good stuff from him. Rance left the Free Cities and took a rocky trail that stretched from Zeth to Helmand. Ha! Traveling to Helmand this way is exhausting. Not that there's a better one, I guess. Oh, a hut! A rundown hut was on the side of the road. It seemed to be a resting spot for hikers. Nice, I'll take a little break before getting into the serious mountain climbing. Bump! When Rance opened the door to a hut, a woman rushed out and ran into his chest. Ah! Ouch! Oh, hi, I'm sorry, I... Ah! Oh! Caught you! Flame arrow! Shizuka's magic landed a direct hit on Rance. Youch! What do you think you're doing, Shizuka? That's what I wanted to ask you. More importantly, why are you here? That's also what I want to ask. Ha! Why'd I have to run into this guy here? You haven't been following us, have you? Stupid, why would I do that? Hey, wait, us? Shizuka, looks like we can boil water here, so we should be able to eat. Huh? Why's Rance here? Oh, you're with Maria? Ah. Maria cooked the Shiriko mix she had on hand for everyone to eat. Oh, you're going to Helmand, Rance? Slurp. I also have some heroics scheduled there. Also, this is pretty dang tasty. Slurp. Phew. Slurp. Why are you two here anyway? None of your business. You're as cold as ever. Whatever, I'll just ask Maria. So why are you here? I heard they discovered a new type of Herrera. Of Hirara. Hirara Ore around here, so I came to check it out. Was there any? Nope, it was a fat load of nothing. Well, it sounded made up to begin with, but still there was a chance. Science nut. Don't call me that. But wow, what a coincidence. No, it's fate. Girls and I are naturally drawn together. That's a tragic fate if I've ever heard one. So why are you here, Shizuka? No reason. I just followed Maria. Well, it's not important. Our meeting here must be fate at work. Call it a tragic fate. That's needlessly specific. I'm on my way to Helmand. Join me. Why the hell would we do that? You'll come, won't you, Maria? Actually, I demand you do. There's nothing else going on right now, so I wouldn't mind a trip. Alright, good. Maria joins the party. More and more women will gather around me, as is the natural order of things. He's not wrong about that. Wait, Maria. What's the problem? Come with us, Shizuka. Don't be ridiculous. Besides, given your situation, it'd be good to have Rance around. What are you whispering about? Fine. I'll follow you. Rance, Shizuka, and Maria left the hut and proceeded down the mountain trail. I knew Maria would come, but I'm surprised you agreed so quickly, Shizuka. I see how it is. You finally fell in love with me, eh? That's not even funny as a joke. I don't want to leave Maria alone with you, so... But also... Plus? I just have reasons I need to stay with Maria. I see, you're finally thinking of coming out, huh? I'm kidding, don't get so mad. So what's the reason? Nothing you need to know. You're so uncooperative. Well, whatever. I'm sure I'll hear about it eventually. It's nothing interesting. Then just tell me. You'll find out soon enough. Free Cities. Copandan Sadad. Rance Castle. Rance's room. Rance was gazing out his window and groaning. When did Rance get a fucking castle? Hmm. My kindred spirit, what are you humming about? Shut up, Chaos. I was thinking about Hellman. Hellman? That snowy bear in Empire in the North? What about it? You know how their corrupt government or whatever has this whole country in chaos? There are ex-military thieves and independent organizations popping up and making a mess of things. It sounds like fun and a good opportunity, but... Rance had been attempting to infiltrate Hellman until a few days ago. However, the 10th state of the nation brought their checkpoint security up to the point that he could barely travel from one city to another. If it's that much trouble to get through one checkpoint, reaching the capital could take months. Ugh, this sucks. Anyway, that's why I got fed up and came back to the castle. Oh? I was wondering where you went. You weren't Hellman? Why Hellman? That's the coldest, least sexy country around. I assumed you'd hate it. Well, I hear the Hellman Dynasty is a collection of powerful magic items. A hidden underground treasure trove, they say. If I just had access to that, maybe I could free Syl from the ice. None of your business, jackass. God, Hellman sucks. Rance sighed. Excuse me, do you have a moment? I made it, Rance Castle, Biscuita. Her name is Biscuita. Biscuita Burns. Huh, she's burned biscuits. Ask Rance that question. You have a visitor, Master. He says his name is Patton Misnarge. Who the hell is that? If it's a man, I'm not interested. That's funny. If it's a man, you better get out of my face. Hello, sir. Are you a man? Shit, you gotta ask sometimes now. He said he knew you would say that, so he asked me to deliver you this gift. Let me see. Oh, this is that legendary porno mag that was discontinued a few years ago. Nubile Knight Monthly. This guy knows what's up. Ha ha ha, interesting. I'll grant him a meeting. Maybe he's got more porn on him. Well, damn, Rance. In the hopes that he has more porn, Rance is going to join him on this adventure. Rance Castle, drawing room. Inside the drawing room, there was an enormous man with thick muscles having trouble sipping tea from a tiny cup. But what? Oh! The man exclaimed upon noticing Rance and stood up. Yo, how long's it been? Whoop. You got this whole castle since last time I saw you, but really, should I have expected any less? Who are you? Well, I had a feeling you wouldn't remember my name. Oh, now I remember. You're the muscle head I worked with during the incident in Zeth. That's where I'm at right now. A whole bunch of lady assassins went after you, so you were like a chick magnet. I fucked a ton of assassins thanks to you. That brings me back. Damn, you actually remember. That's a surprise. So what's my name? Dunno, I forgot. Ha ha ha, you haven't changed a bit, Captain. My name's Patton. Patton Misnarge. Memorize it again if you don't mind. Maybe if I have time. So what do you want? Looking for a job guarding my castle? Too bad. I don't hire men. Patton's expression turned solemn. Remember how I'm the Prince of Hellman? Oh well, not after a conspiracy got me exiled, so I'm a former prince. I think I remember something along those lines. I'm here today to ask a favor. May as well tell me what it is. I see. So you're gonna fight to take your country back. You got it. The plan's been in works for a while. I've got most of the allies and the preparations I need, so now's the time to fight. The goal is, simply put, to overthrow the government. Man, everybody wants to do that nowadays. Oh? Wait, don't get the wrong idea here. We're not doing anything that hurts civilians. But we're putting our lives on the line for this fight. So you need my help? Right. I won't go over the whole plan, but the idea is we have one big army and a small group of peerless fighters acting separately. I want you to join the latter group. This is some damn serious business. Even I can't just casually throw myself into this one. What to do? Rance turned away from Patton. Here's my chance. Gah-ha-ha, what an excellent turn of events. Getting into the country was a pain, but if I've got this guy, who knows all about Hellman, I'm sure crossing the checkpoints will be a breeze. And if we overthrow the government, Hellman will be in even more chaos. That'll give me the opportunity to snatch their national treasures. I'm sure one of those can unfreeze Syl, but most importantly, I'll get to bang Hellman's hotties. Their Empress, Sheila Hellman, is supposedly dazzlingly beautiful. Gah-ha-ha! While the country's in disarray, I'll take the chance to fuck Empress Sheila. Rance turned back towards Patton. What do you think? Nothing could help more than having you on our side. Sounds like it'd be brutal, so as much as I'd love to help, I'm a busy man and all. Don't want to make a promise I can't keep. This is a tough problem. I'm ready to reward you with anything possible. Oh-ho! Well, we know each other. I'd be willing to take the job. All right. However, I have some conditions. One, I'm too good to be a henchman. Make me the leader. All right, done. Two, after you take your country back, I get a reward. A gigantic reward. Sure, no problem. Three, I get all the cute girls I want. Sure thing. Or so I'd say if it was up to me, but you're free to try to hit on whoever. All right, then leave it to me. Oh, you'll do it? Gah-ha-ha, you can rest easy with me around. All right, you're a whole army's worth of help. Oh yeah, better give you the details before you change your mind. There's some other stuff I need to do before you join us, so let's decide when and where to meet. Patton joyfully pulled a map out of his bag. Look at this giddy idiot. I'll pretend to help this dopey prince so I can take all the treasure and girls for myself. That's Rance for you. 3 days later. Excuse me, master, but can you raise your arms? Oh, yeah, Rance was having Biscuita, I'm gonna get her fucking name right, put his armor on for him. Hurry it up, Biscuita. I haven't been to Hellman much, so I want to wear something that'll tell them I'm a force to be reckoned with. I'm aware. You may put your arms down now. But do you really intend to go by yourself? Perhaps you should go with someone who can fight. What, are you gonna join me, Biscuita? I would attend you anywhere if ordered, but my job is to look after this castle. Right. But this is fine for now. I've barely done any adventuring in Hellman. Picking up some girls on site will be more exciting. If you want guards, I don't believe they would need to be women. I don't want men. My apologies, I should have known. Oh yeah, so did you do what I asked? Yes, your letters have been sent to Lysias, Zeth, and Nippon. If Hellman has a civil war, then another country, especially Lysias, I don't know what the name of it is. Basically, Leah is extremely likely to take advantage of it. Just making sure they don't send their armies in. That prince asked me to keep the other major nations out of it, but I had the same idea anyway. If this turns into a massive war, my heroics will stand out less. Plus, lots of hot girls might die. I'll sneak in there with a small elite group and tear that government down. As Rance's superb servant helped Rance don his armor, she thought to herself, Prince Patton, he has this well thought out. Master uses connections to stop the other major nations. Not only that, but Master is among the world's greatest fighters, and Prince Patton recruited him to lead his squad. I have no doubt that a number of talented people will join in because of him, as per usual. Prince Patton doesn't look like a bad person, and Master seems amused, so I have no place to complain. Done. Oh? Oh, my clothes are perfect for the cold. Hey, check it out, Miss Biscuita. My coat's all fluffy. You left without me knowing last time, so I couldn't finish preparing all your equipment beforehand, unfortunately. I've heard that Hellman is a cold country. Try not to become ill on the way there. Yeah, don't worry about that. I'll just head down there and kick ass. Onward to Hellman! Farewell. I pray that your adventure is a wonderful one. As Rance left and left the castle, Biscuita bowed and saw him off. Rance left for Hellman by himself. Okay, we've got a battle, and then probably after this we'll be done. But that's just showing you, you know, what the game is like and how everything's set up. You basically don't... It doesn't seem like there's a map or any kind of really dungeon crawling, kind of like Evenicle or Rance 8. It seems like it's just set up in a series of visual novel events, so it's more like a visual novel than a standard Rance game. However, it does definitely have a strategy battle system with several waves of enemies. And there's one H scene there. Oh, Rance, watch out! A cow carriage passed by the party. The man holding the reins at the front casually called out to him. Whoa there, bud, sorry. Careful not to get hit. Oh, driving a cow carriage over this rocky road can't be easy. Heh, we're used to it. Been down this path a million times. Well, whatever. Hey, let us ride with you. No can do, sorry. We're so packed with luggage and all that, there's no room. Besides, aren't you going the opposite direction? Mm-hmm, so make a U-turn. That's crazy talk. Jeez, stop it, Rance. Yeah, you're embarrassing everyone. Quit. Quit bothering normal people. Normal? What are you talking about, Konami? Take a close look at this guy. That's the face of a villain that's up to no good. Also, he's ugly. Is that how you talk to a stranger? What an ass! Don't try to play dumb. Ha! I know a villain's face when I see one. Because you see one in the mirror every morning? Oof! What's that supposed to mean? Hey man, don't pick fights over nothing. Bang! Just then, they heard something hitting. Hold on, we're gonna try that one. Just then, they heard something hitting something hard from inside the carriage. Well, what was that sound? Who knows? Some luggage fell, probably. That wasn't the only sound. I heard a girl scream. Huh? A muffled scream of pain, specifically. That was a cry for my help. Also, I smell women in there. Who the hell are you? Ha 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 ha, I see right through you. No use hiding the truth. Rance pointed at the man. They're girl kidnapping slave traders. He don't care for them. Rance is 100% against sex trafficking. The instant Rance said that, the man became tense. If you'd watch your mouth, I would have let you go. Is he actually right? Hey guys, come out. Men who looked like these popped out of the cow carriage. They were all holding weapons and openly hostile towards the party. Sorry, boss, some chick wouldn't calm down, so I had to hit her and shut her up. Yeah, it's fine. Just look at the women this guy has. Pretty hot. We can add them to our stock. Typical bandits. Villains deserve no mercy. Hit them with everything you've got. You'd be just as merciless if they weren't bad guys. The Queen of... Oh, we know that. That's all the people we got so far. Fight until the enemies stop spawning. We don't know how many there are. They're tough with high attack power. That's the fighters. The rangers have low attack power but high movement and speed. Gunners have long range attacks. Once Shizuka and Maria take a few hits, an event will trigger. Oh wow, that might be an H event, so let's hope we don't get that. I think we're... Oh, look at them all. I think we're good. Oof. Okay, they can use pass to deliberately take their turn later. Alright, she can move through enemies. Okay, there's someone you want to beat quickly who's behind enemy lines. Konami can walk straight up to him. Oh, that's cool. Alright, now that's, if I'm gonna kill him right now. Well, he's the asshole that walked. Oh, Konami can move again. Now, I think this is a bad move, because if I kill him, then that dude and that dude and that dude and that dude and every fucking buddy's gonna kill her. So I'm gonna stay over here near Rance and end action on that. Yeah. Fighters are your core combatants. Short range means they have to get close to enemies. However powerful they may be, getting surrounded is dangerous. Okay. Oof. Alright, so they're all gonna get fucked. Gunner. Alright. Alright, that only did half. Sorcery used magical weapon. Okay. So, I'm gonna take them out again. Yep, that should kill him. Alright, there's more, but... Okay. Yeah, I hate when a small fry band together... What a pain! Oh no, they're targeting the back line. Shizuka and Maria could be in trouble. Always start by taking out the annoying backliners. Everyone knows that. Gah, there's too many to block them all. Ugh, cowards, fight me. Counter. Oh, fucked. Fucked. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad they showed up. Ha ha ha, here comes your meat shield. I was wondering why you were late. Glad I came to check what the deal was. Never thought they'd get into a fight here, though. Who are they fighting anyway? We can ask them later. Let's join in. Hey, sleazebags, quit hitting the women and pick on someone your own size. We'll draw the enemy's attacks. Brawler. Own body is weapon. Fighters do more damage if brawlers can use their physical attributes to unleash unique abilities. Okay. Also, provoke enemies. Cool. So he's got very slow movement speed, as I might expect, but he hits hard. He can't really do nothing, so... Guard. Cool. Ability to track enemy attacks with provoke. The job of shielding allies falls upon guards. Provoking enemies will make them target the provocateur, protecting allies with lower HP. Okay. Alright, I get it. Nope, can't do it. He's gonna bring him over there. My gunner. Freaking love her. Oh, damn, there's more of them. Okay, that's fine. Move her a little closer. We're gonna try to hit as many as we can. Oh, it hit a lot of them. I'm gonna bring Rance right direct. First, we're gonna bring Rance over here. Alright, I got the monkey orb. Yeah, see, they're not even on the board. Oh, there's more. Damn these motherfuckers. Rance can move again, and he will. Oh. All right. Manga meat bone acquired. Cool. All right, beat them all. Oh, there's one left. Who the fuck are you people? You're way too strong. Eat monsters. Ah, he ran away. Rance grabbed the sword off the ground and threw it. Huh? The sword flew straight at the man and pierced deep into his back. Gah! Yeah! Ha 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 ha! Not one villain will escape. Slave traders, huh? There have been a lot more of them lately. Proof that the country's not functioning as intended. We really have to do something about this. Long time no see, Patton. Nice to see you again. It's been since the incident in Zeth, hasn't it? Hi. Oh, lots of familiar faces. Why are you here? Wait, I think I can guess. Rance forced us to come. Ha ha ha, figured as much. When it comes to recruiting strong women, nobody's better than him. Hey, Hugh. Since we've got Rance here, we're gonna have a lot more young ladies around. Remember to be a gentleman. Maybe you should tell yourself that. Wait, Hugh? Are you Hubert? Oh, looks like it. Hey, I'm honored you remember me. You grew a mustache, so I couldn't tell at first. I haven't seen you since Yapu. We all got split up at the end there, so I was worried. I'm glad you made it out okay. Ha ha ha, I've got luck, if nothing else. Well, good to see you're okay, too. Wait, what? What's he doing? Huh? Where'd Rance go? Now then, let's see what's in this cow carriage. Money, and much more importantly... That woman's voice has me intrigued. I'm sure tons of hot ladies are in here. Wait, come on, man. We came out here to get you, and you just ignore us? Oh, yeah. I've been a few days since I saw you. I believe you were my good friend and companion, Patton. Look, I remembered your name. Close, the name's Patton. And don't mind if you get it wrong, but it sounds weird and wrong for you to call me a friend. Don't do that. What? It was Pa, not Poe? Well, I was mostly right. You're one thoughtless guy. Oh? Hey, been a while. Who the hell are you? Ugh. We fought together in a War God City, remember? You know, I was in the Hellman's Yapu search party, the redhead. No idea. He totally erased me from his memory. Maybe it's the disguise. Nah, it's because I'm a man. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, Bernard? Who? We'll look at the girls because There's only, there's no H scene there. The H is only in that one scene. So there we go. Alas, it's time to check out the cow carriages. Sniff, sniff, the women are in this carriage, no question. Rance picked out one of the three, carriages at random. How does he know? He's Rance. No time to waste. Toe! Too dark to see well. From Rance pushed the cloth aside, a musty smell wafted out. The beam of light that shined between the cloths reflected off the dust in the air. Right. Who's there? The carriage contained numerous chained up women. Oh, just as predicted. Tons of girls. Gah-ha-ha, Agent of Justice, Rance has come to the rescue. The rescue? Are we free? I saved you from slavery. Good for you, girls. Thank you. Gah-ha-ha, that's right, be thankful. Overjoyed by the thought of a man rescuing them, one girl smiled and almost exited the carriage. Hold it! Rance blocked the way. What, trying to leave without giving me something in return? I'm sorry, but we don't have anything. You've got your body, don't you? Pay me back with one fuck per girl. Wow, he's an ass. Then we're even. If you want to leave, have sex with me. What? Oh, man. Hey, should we be letting this happen? Not like we can stop him. For God's sake. Kick, sob. Wow, he came a tongue. Come on, girls, if you want to leave, step right up. Gah ha ha ha. Rance had loads of sex with the imprisoned girls. Well, that's not something I can say I'd recommend you do. You got carried away and came three times in a row. Rance looked around the carriage and groaned. Let's see here, the rest of them are about 40-60 pointers. I'm not exactly starving for more after all that, so I guess I could let them go. I want to leave. Lucky you, you get a free pass. Go on, you're free, be glad. Huh? Oh, okay. Oh, you're pretty fucking hideous, you can go, that's one thing that ugly mug is good for. Gah-ha-ha! Always feels great after doing a good deed. This cow carriage is getting pretty spacious now. There's still someone there? God, you're slow. Get out already. Oh! Rance looked at the girl holding a younger girl and shouted. Wow, she's one damn fine woman. She had brown skin, long soft hair, big eyes, and a petite figure. Her ragged clothes gave her a somewhat unrefined look, but her perfect face was plenty beautiful enough to attract a man. Can't believe I missed a gem like this. Should've started with her. The girl's name tag said, Russian Colet Virgin. Russian, huh? Cute name for a cute virgin. Russian spoke to Rance. Her voice quivered with fear. Even your voice is cute. Haven't seen a girl above 90 points in a while. As for an exact score, excuse me. Yeah, what? Let me ask you one thing. How can you be so cruel? Cruel how? Assaulting girls? You're making me sound like I'm the bad guy. I risked my life to save these women and I wanted something in return, that's all. But what you did was wrong. How? Anyone who thinks they'll be saved for free is way more wrong than I am. Besides, we both get pleasure out of it, what's wrong with that? But it's so... I have a request. Can't hurt to ask me. Please leave these girls alone. What girls? Oh, them? Russian defended the girls by embracing them tight. They trembled and clung to her. They're too young for me, so the plan was to let them go anyway, but... may as well take advantage of this. I'm not a monster. I'd be willing to hear you out, but... it'll come with a price. But what do I need to do? Gah-ha-ha, got her scared, what a cutie. Please, I'll do anything, just spare these girls. Alright, then I only ask one thing, they can go free. But in exchange, well... you'll have to pay their price for them. Me? Let's see, here's an idea. For the duration of my current adventure, you have to be my slave. If you're game, I'll let everyone but you go free. what's wrong? You can say no if you want. Don't promise I'll leave them alone if you do, though. Or, I said, can't promise I'll leave them alone if you do, though. Eep! The girls in Russian's arms shivered. What was that? Can't hear you. Speak up. Russian accepted her fate, sighed, and spoke with trembling lips. I'll do it. I'll be your slave. Oh, feels like I haven't been outside in forever. Must feel like that time's infinity for you, huh, Russian? Yes, I suppose it does. Well, you're depressing. Well, whatever. Russian, turn your back towards me. Ah! Ran slightly bound Russian's arms with rope. Alright, there we go. Just so you know, you better not try to run off or betray me. If you do, I'll capture those girls and rape them personally. Got that? I would never think of running. Oh yeah, so did you know those girls? No, they were captured by the slave traders. I met them in the carriage. That's all? Yes. Huh. Well, I guess it's not important. In any case, I'm damn lucky to get this cute girl for free. I'm all out of Imperial juice for now, but I'll give her plenty of love later. Nice having you around, Russian. Ga-ha-ha-ha-ha. Yes, I hope I can be of service. Russian's eyes were clouded with despair. She hollowly nodded. There's a bonus boy? Alright, next. The last cow carriage is full of young girls, so I bet this one's got mature women. Another sex smorgasbord for me! Gah-ha-ha! Two! Oh. Oh? Huh? The carriage contained nothing but chained up men. Did you kill the slave traders? Oh, what a heroic man! Thank you! Thank you! What's wrong? Not gonna enjoy your sex smorgasbord? Phew! Konami looked away from Rance and stifled a laugh. Curse you, Konami. You're so getting punished later. Shut up. I'll let you out, so just get lost. You're our savior. Praise the Lord! The men thanked Rance as they left the carriage. Next carriage. There's still one more. Rance approached the third cow carriage and searched through the storage. Nothing but travel supplies. It's not even anything... not even worth anything. Lame. Ha! I went to the trouble of beating some bad guys, and this is all I get? Well, it wasn't all bad. The more I look, the cuter she gets. That's the one nice thing, I guess. I'll take my time enjoying her later. Excuse me! Whoa, you scared me. Wait, who are you? Maitreya! Ah, thank goodness you're safe! Wait, someone you know? Yes, his name is Maitreya. I met him when he was traveling, and he's nice enough to come with me. But we were both captured by slave traders. Okay. I have a favor to ask you. Can I come with you? I have no place to go. Don't want any kids around. You'll get in the way. But... Hey, Patton, toss the kid out somewhere. Alright, let's go, Russian. No, wait! Rance dragged Russian away. What's the problem, boy? Don't know how to get home? Don't worry. I know we look like criminals, but we won't do anything bad. I didn't think you would. You're adventurous, aren't you? May I join you? I promise I won't weigh you down. I have no place to go home to. Please. Sorry, kid. We're not on an adventure. Can't tell you the details, but no way am I getting you involved in this just because you've got no place to go. Give it up. Are you rebels against Hellman? What? Hey, Brat. Oh, I don't have any proof, but I've been thinking about how someone has to stand up to them right about now. My parents were regional bureaucrats, but they were killed because of the corrupt government, so... I used to want to be an upstanding soldier of Hellman. I know Hellman's crossbow units even have boys as young as 12. I'm already a little older than that. I may be small, but I'm a mage, so it shouldn't be important. But if you do happen to be rebels, please let me join your cause. When we're fighting Helminian knights, magic will be invaluable, that's for sure. Hey, Patton. I'm against it. We can't go around recruiting kids. This boy knows what he's getting into. If we leave him behind, he might just follow us anyway. Our leader has spoken. I still disapprove, but welcome to the team. Nice working with you. When Hubert held out his hand, Maitreya rushed over and gripped it tight. Okay, I'm glad to be on board. I'll work as hard as I can. You better. The second it looks like you're useless, we're leaving you in some random village. Okay, I'll be helpful, promise. Maitreya the Mage joined the team. He's a mage, he might be useful. The assault squad in the camp. So you see how the game is placed? I'll be honest, I don't like what Rance did in that cow carriage. I can't approve of everything he does. Alright, Hubert, ex-Helmanian soldier, age 33, Helmanian 3rd Army General, Toma Lipton, a man renowned as the strongest person in the world, even after his death, was his father. Wow. Toma introduced him to Patton when he was young, and they've been best friends ever since. In LP2, after Patton lost his place in Helmin, Hunty grabbed him from his search mission on the floating city of Lapu and reunited him with the hiding prince. Hubert then used the fact that Helmin thought he'd perished on Lapu to work with Patton and prepare for the revolution. He met Rance, Shuzuka, Maria, Rick, and others during his exploration of Yapu. Konami Kento. Queen Leah of Lysias' personal ninja. She was originally from the island nation of Nippon as part of the Fuma ninjas, but at a young age she went to the continent for training, during which she got lost and was branded a deserter. Leah took her in when she was on the verge of dying in the streets, for which she is forever thankful and loyal. In LP1, Rance came to Lazius Castle Town to investigate the kidnapping of a wealthy young woman. Konami went to obstruct Rance under orders from Leah and met him for the very first time. Oh, LP1 would be Rance 1, yeah. Since then, she's frequently been under orders from Leah to attend Rance, who even receives Leah's permission to have sex with her. She's currently following orders to watch over Rance and tends to be hiding in his attic. While small and quick enough to be a decent ninja, she personally wishes she could enjoy the life of a normal girl. Special dungeon revealed that she is one of Rance's soulmates. The Queen of Lazius. Or Liazus. Liazus? The Queen of Liazus. I don't know. Years ago, she would kidnap, imprison, and torture helpless girls to death. When Rance came to Lazius, whatever, to search for a kidnapped girl, he learned Leah's secret and taught her a lesson via rape, changing her ways. Leah was so delighted by Rance's punishment that she fell madly in love. She calls Rance darling and begs him to be her husband. But not wanting to be tied down to one woman, Rance always says no. Around her talented maid, Maris, and her beloved Rance, she acts like a spoiled child. With anyone else, however, she's an ambitious and exceptional queen who can be ruthless when necessary. Shizuka, ex-leader of the Four Witches of Custom Revenge against Ragarl, the mage who killed her mother and kidnapped her killed her father and kidnapped her mother, was once the sole focus of her life. She was willing to do anything necessary, but Rance would constantly get in the way. She despises Rance, but finds herself working with him time and time again. Her best friend Maria is in love with him, a fact that concerns her deeply. After Regarl's death, his daughter Nagi swore revenge against her. Nagi is attacked numerous times, but as her half-sister, Shizuka is unwilling to fight back. She's been running from place to place in an attempt to avoid Nagi's onslaught. Shizuka seldom concerns herself with others' affairs and has a dry personality in general, but has an irritable side and sometimes loses her cool. A special dungeon revealed she is one of Rance's soulmates. Maria Custard. Ex-witch of custom, brilliant scientist. She was one of the witches behind an incident in LP1 where the town of custom and free city zones sank underground. A magic item made her go insane and engage in acts of evil. But when Rance came on a job to solve the incident, she was stopped and returned to normal. Maria lost most of her magic power in the process, so she instead focused on her true passion, inventing. Her world-class engineering knowledge has led to the development of numerous inventions. The continent never had anything resembling a firearm before she built the Tulip One. Aside from weapon development, she apparently dabbles in architecture and assorted other fields. When Rance goes on a big adventure, she often joins in and takes the Tulip in the battle. Maria has liked Rance since they first met and quickly fell in love, but knows she'll never have him to herself, so it's complicated. She's trying to give up and forget about it somehow, but Rance keeps dragging her into bed with him. It's got to be a problem. Well, that's gonna be it, folks, for now. Obviously, there's an H scene coming up. And if you want to experience it, you can too. I will not be playing any more of this for a while. And I probably won't be doing it live if I do. Remember, the only game right now we are committed to playing live right now as far as completion is Evenicle. So, this is just a preview. This is what you get when you buy the game. I really recommend you buy the game. I don't approve of everything Rance does, but so far I am kind of interested in this more story-driven direction. Some of you may not like the fact that the dungeons of Evenicle and Rance are completely gone. Rance 8, rather, are gone. But we do get some pretty cool battles in between the visual novel parts. It does feel like more of a VN, though. So if you guys don't like to read, you might not like this so much. But on the other hand, again, there's the strategic battle combat, which is fun. And it kind of feels like a mini game, unfortunately. It feels like, again, this is more of a visual novel. And it's not even choice-based, it's kinetic. So, it's different. It's not what I expected. But it's cool. I mean, if you really like the story of Rance and the characters, you'll enjoy this. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that happen later on in the game. But right now, we're very early into the first chapter, and I'm sure things will change as we go forward. And again, very story-driven. So if you're looking for a story, you're going to get it here, for sure. If you're looking for gameplay, not so much. It's there, it's strategic, it's pretty complex, but it's not really that big of a thing. As you guys noticed, there's no more battles in the first chapter. There was one battle. One long battle. I don't know about other chapters. I can't say much. But I can say that, yeah. Hopefully things kind of get a little more, you know, fill up on the H scenes, fill up on the battles. We'll see. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out with Rance 9. And please go pick it up at Manga Gamer if you like it. Right now, that's the only place you can get it. It has not dropped on GOG. It has not dropped on Jest yet. I think it's a matter of time, but not right now. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out. I'll see you next time.